elegy where small towns are obscured by mountains. I get news of an old friend's suicide while I'm on the highway in the middle of moving from one state to another. Questions race by like cars in the other direction. God and why and when and how. And then, more difficult, one that won't become words, like a door where the hinge jams, like a silhouette that won't step into the light. And abruptly, I remember my dad, decades ago, wrestling a riverbank with a fishing pole, how he struggled with a shadow that thrashed beneath the surface and he could never wrench it closer. The hooked mouth chose to remain submerged and violent below the reeds and river moss. Whatever question I can't ask now is like that, but I suspect it wants to know how the world is different today, even though it's just one person smaller and everything looks the same. Look at the rush of cornfields. Look at the exit signs on sheets of steel. Watch the cities as they shrink behind us. I had not spoken to my friend in years. There are reasons for that, but they seem small when the Blue Ridge Mountains surge before you. Then you're among those peaks, nothing but trees, ridges, and valleys, so vast and ancient you suppose if you could climb down inside one, you'd locate the origins of Earth. Eden. Actually, there are clusters of homes, diners that close at dusk, gas stations with one pump. I hope the afterlife is like one country road after another, unseen from the highway, and each passing through small towns, the way autumn passes through the wind chimes slung above the front porches out here. Look at the peeling paint, the stoic railings, and the wood warped by rain. There are all kinds of stories eaten by history and silence and neglect. Above the door of a house in the distance, something stirs the chimes and reminds someone inside that where there is wind, a song, however faint, a man hears it and passes through a screen door into a night of fireflies. He looks around as if called by a voice. The wind has passed. The chimes are quiet.